It's almost reverberating here, but I'm going to call to order the Board of West Lafayette School Corporation Board of School Trustees Monday, August 3rd, 2020 meeting. And I'll ask for approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. I'm going to put this down here, but need approval? Moved by Mrs. Prochnow. Second by Mr. Marley. All in favor of the motion, please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. So also approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of the June 1st, 2020 and July 8th and 22nd, 2020 special meetings of the Board of School Trustees. I guess I can put this one.
Move approval.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion? Any changes to any of the minutes? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, April, that motion does carry. Communication for the from the audience. Andy, is it current agenda item? You will see you want to wait till later? Okay, gotcha. Okay, nobody else signed up. We'll move to unfinished business, of which I have none. And start of school information, and Dr. Killian.
Thank you, Mr. Karpik. There's a couple things I want to say first before we get there.
First, I want to apologize to the board for not following school board protocols during the last meeting, specifically speaking during patron comment sections. So I wanted to apologize to all of you for that, because we do have protocols and I did not follow those. Also, I want to apologize to my administrators, to my teachers, my staff, for not making it much more clear at the last board meeting their incredible work and planning that you have been doing and are doing since we shut down in March. I didn't make that very clear, and I apologize. Also, someone said to one of my principals that they felt I threw the administration under the bus at the last board meeting. Make no mistake that I have complete confidence in our teachers, in our administration, and our staff. You guys are all very committed, and you've been working very hard. All of us have been working very hard to make sure that we have a great reopening plan to the best of our ability with the resources that we have. So I just want to make it very clear how proud I am of our teachers, how proud I am of our staff, how proud I am of our administration. So I just wanted to clear those things up, because I felt in my heart that I needed to do that. Here's some data for you with regards to the start of school information. Right now, junior senior high school has 68% on-site registration, with 32% requesting e-learning or virtual option. Elementary and intermediate schools, 58% are at this time requesting on-site instruction, with 42% virtual and e-learning. About 10% still have yet to register. So we're getting closer as we get closer to the start of school. Right now, I can say that I'm 99% confident that e-learning will be done by West Lafayette teachers, or possibly a retired teacher or two. On-site teachers will be for on-site students. I want to make sure that people understand this. And e-learning teachers will be for e-learning students. Also, I want to make it very clear, as we've said before, we'll say it again, during the first 2 weeks of school, students can move one time between on-site to e-learning or e-learning to on-site. That has never changed, and we're still committed to trying to do that. And then for the elementary intermediate school, it's every 9 weeks, and then for the junior senior high school by semester, and we'll have future dates of when people need to declare that as we start the school. If students move from on-site to online or online to on-site, I just want to remind everyone that teachers or students will probably have different teachers. This is especially true at the elementary intermediate schools, and in some cases at the junior senior high school, depending upon how all the schedules work. In order to accomplish all of this, right now we are looking at extending 50 teacher contracts for additional hours of teaching just at the junior senior high school. To the credit of many of our teachers, they are voluntarily extending their time and the number of preps they have to provide our students with exceptional service for e-learning online instruction. Staffing schedules are still being worked out at the elementary intermediate schools, and I anticipate by the end of the week, student schedules will be broadcasted. At the junior senior high school, I'm happy to announce that all but one AP course will be available online. All on-site junior senior high school schedules should match what the students registered for in the spring, unless there was a class that had very low enrollment, which right now I'm only aware of one, but that might adjust a little bit. But right now we foresee seeing all the students having the student schedules that they signed up for on-site instruction. In order to make this all work, we are trying to de-densify classrooms and communal areas for on-site instruction, and schedules are being shifted and rearranged. For instance, at the junior senior high school, an additional lunch period is being added to the schedule. But in order to meet the instructional requirements required by the Indiana Department of Education, and to get in this extra lunch period, lunch time is 30 minutes per lunch, and because this is a shortened time frame, and as recommended by the Tippecanoe County health officials, to limit the number of people leaving and entering the building during the day, the high school lunch will be closed because of the shortened time and because of safety precautions. However, parents who want to check out their students during lunch can do so. Also, we're trying to figure out if food service can provide lunch to free and reduced lunch students. There's been some varying communications about this, a communique that said we would, another communique that said because of staffing issues and logistic restraints, we're not going to be able to do it. I've asked Courtney to connect with the Department of Education to determine what things we might consider and whether or not we might be able to use Happy Hollow, for instance, as a site to possibly do some e-learning, providing lunches for e-learning students. And we also need to try to find assistance. Right now, our food service is down, I believe, two staff persons from last year. So if we pursue this process, we have to find additional staffing, and this process could cause our food revenues to possibly go into the red by the end of the year. So we're looking at all those things. Administration's meeting this Wednesday, and we're going to look at all options to try to figure out what we can do and how we can do it. As you're all aware, school start has been pushed back to the first e-learning day. For the first day of e-learning is August 19th, and the first day of on-site instruction is August 20th. Also, with the permission of teachers, coaches, or sponsors, e-learning students may participate in co- and extracurricular activities so long as they are free of illness and are following required safety protocols. Let me reiterate how proud I am of this school district and the work that the administration, the teachers, the staff, guidance counselors, nurses, custodial maintenance, transportation, food service, technology, central office staff, our office staff in all of our buildings. Everyone is coming together to provide the best service possible for our students, and I'm very proud of everyone for the work that you've been accomplishing and for the work we're going to continue to accomplish. So that's a little bit of an update, and I wanted to share that information with you, Mr. Carpenter.
Thank you. There's no motion here. Any questions or comments? Okay, thank you, Dr. Killian. We'll start now with waiver resolution, and Rocky, it's back to you.
We've been looking at the possibility of requesting waivers from the Indiana Department of Education. Initially, we had three or four waivers we wanted to try to apply for just to see what would happen. And today I received a call from the Indiana Department of Education State Board legal team, basically saying that the three or the four requests that we had in were cemented in Indiana code and would take legislative action or it would take a federal action to get the waivers. So the only waiver right now that we're supposedly has a possibility is that of the high ability grant and requesting a waiver of the required assessments per Indiana code and allowing the school district to use current assessments to make decisions about high ability placement. So that's the why the resolution has changed, because the legal team from the IDOE was very adamant about there are certain things that we were asking for that the Department of Education and the State Board of Education had no authority to consider. So I wanted to clarify why that changed a little bit.
Okay. Need a motion for the waiver resolution?
I move.
Moved by Mrs. Prochnow.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion? Questions or comments on that? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Hearing nothing, that that motion does carry. Title I reauthorization, and Rocky, it's back to you.
Yes, we are required every year to get the board's approval of continuing to participate in our Title I programming, and so I'm recommending to the school board that we continue participating with Title I and asking for your authority for reauthorization to participate.
Can you need a motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer, second by Mr. Marley. Discussion or questions, please?
I didn't say it.
Oh, Marley,
it was Brian.
Sorry. Second by Mrs. Prochnow.
No, Brian Bittner.
Brian, okay, we'll try that again. A second by Brian Bittner. Discussion or questions? Comments on that? Okay. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Staff evaluation reports, and Dr. Killian, it's back to you.
This is a new requirement of Indiana Code starting July 1. We're in a public meeting. The administration must give the school board, the governing body, the percentages of rankings of our certified staff. So in the 19-20 school year, 80% of our staff were rated highly effective, and 20% of our staff were rated effective.
Okay. Need a motion to accept the report? Moved by Mrs. Witt.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marvin. Questions? So there was no ineffective? Okay.
Nope. Right. Of course, now, remember, 19 and 20 ended up having some issues with regards to finishing the evaluation process. We were out of school for 9 weeks. So there were many issues tied into trying to complete all the evaluations during that last 9 weeks. So the Indiana Department of Education provided guidance that you could use the rating of where people were currently when we had the shutdown, or the previous rating, the rating from the previous year. So that, I think, made it a little bit more complex with regards to the final ratings for the 19-20 school year. We had to do it to the best of our ability with incomplete information.
Okay. I've already asked for a motion, so any other questions or comments? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? And none, that motion does carry. City bus contract, and Mr. Sloat, it's down to you.
Okay, we have the renewal for a city bus. We worked with Marty Sennett there this past month to negotiate some terms because we're not sure when school would start and things like that. So we were able to get in the contract some flexibility on the date. Typically, you know, we have it fixed school day, but we start date, so we have it in there. It can be flexible. However, the contract is based on like 180 school day year. This is a 2-year agreement. It provides for seven what we call tripper bus routes in the morning, seven in the afternoon. The cost is around $148,000, and then an escalator of about 3% for the second year of the contract. This is paid over 10-month period. We do have a provision in here in case we would have fewer than 180 days, a cap on what our out-of-pocket cost will be. You can see the percentage was like 36.8% or $15,000 cap. And so that cap actually translates to about 2¾ months of payment. You know, if school would be delayed or canceled or things like that, we thought it'd be important to have that in our agreement. We have, I talked with Ron Schreiner today, roughly we have about 400 students that would ride the bus each day is an average that we would consider on these 7 Tripper buses. So we'd recommend renewal of this 2-year agreement with City Bus.
Okay, need a motion, please?
So moved.
Moved by Dr. Springer, second by Mr. Bittner. Discussion or questions, please?
Yeah, I have a question. Ross, in here it says that we're responsible for notifying in a situation of overcrowding. What kind of, do you have any sense of what kind of time period that we would use to evaluate that? Because there's a, I would imagine there's some variability day to day, and that first 2 weeks is going to be weird. And you know, what kind of time frame would you use to evaluate?
Well, we'd probably take a week or two to see what it looks like, evaluate it, see once it settles down, and then they could make an adjustment, either add another bus or. I mean, you can't make the buses bigger, but they would have to add another route. We'd have to negotiate, you know, the cost. I think they gave the cost if they had to add more.
Okay.
To.
Okay.
One thing this does include, I didn't mention, it's like in the evening or after school to take athletes up to the center, you know, our athletic center. And so that is some additional cost, but that's just as needed.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions, please?
On page 3, Ross. Letter B, it says $144,133.67, and then in parentheses it says 152,911.41. Is that supposed to match?
Okay, where are you, I'm not following you. Where are you at?
It's page 3, up at the top, lowercase letter B.
Oh, you're saying the 10 equal payments don't equal the total?
Well, it's whatever's in the brackets should match what's in the verbiage, and it doesn't.
Yeah, the verbiage is incorrect, looks like.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
That's something that can be corrected.
Yeah, I see. That should be corrected. That could we'll get that.
You know which one it is?
I'm assuming it's the 150.
Yeah, it's 150.
2,911.
Okay. All right.
Because 10 times 15.
That makes sense. Yeah.
The 148,457, that's when I did, because it's a 3% increase from last year, and that's what I calculated out it should be.
I can even accept the motion based on those clarifications.
I'll talk to Marty about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Good catch, Fred.
Okay, still a motion to accept is on the table. Any other questions? With those clarifications of the number of the dollar figures, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, that motion April does carry. Last resolution, and back to Dr. Tillich.
We're recommending the board approve the resolution for private residential school placements to be authorized by Tony Skaggs, the Director of Special Education for Glass.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Prochnow. Discussion, question? Pretty standard. Anybody have any questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, this motion does carry.
Wellness policy revision, Dr. Killian.
The federal government has updated several regulations and I would call it guidance. And so Courtney has been working on revising our wellness policy so to ensure that our policy aligns with the federal government and with also any state requirement. So this is at your consideration for tonight for approval.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Mrs. Witt?
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Questions or comments? I see item six in the in red. Is there any other main difference? That's the main change.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other questions or comments? Okay. All in favor of the wellness policy revision? Say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
And opposed? Mm-hmm. And then that motion does carry. Personnel report. Dr. Killian.
I'm recommending your approval of personnel report that would also include the administration to hire 6 permanent subs at the junior senior high school and 3 permanent subs that was at the intermediate schools. We believe that having permanent subs on site will give us a little bit more capacity to assist as we might need to fill some classrooms with some assistance if we need it.
Okay, need a motion, please? Moved by Mr. Bittner.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion? Questions? All seen this document in advance. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Opposed, hearing none, that motion does carry. Accounts payable to Mr. Sloat.
Okay, we have it's a larger amount this time because we're looking at 2-month time period. We have June and July. We have 4 payrolls. And with our other claims in our construction project, it's $10,724,904.85. A couple items to point out. You know, we make our bond payments in June, so it's like $2.6 million of bond payments to Old National, Bank of New York, and Huntington Bank. You may be seeing the Houston Electric. There's about $169,000 there. That was for smart boards for the junior senior high. We paid for activity bus. It was on the board approved bus replacement plan, so the new bus came in as $55,000. We had glass payment, quarterly payment of $123,000, career center payment of $34,000. Now, I want to explain a little bit. When you see these accounts, it looks like we're paying ourselves. You see on the one page, there's checks made back to the corporation. What that is it's for our health and other benefits. When we pay our share with our software, we debit to various GL accounts to collect our share of the premium. And we found that works best in our software. We collect that, make a check to ourselves to deposit for tracking, and then goes into the insurance account, and then we pay Anthem and Delta Dental and so on. So if you see those numbers, it's not like we're trying to create money, but it's how we can collect and pay out benefit premiums. Then you see in the back the construction project summary, and things are moving along. We still have some minor things yet at the elementary school, but I think we'll soon work with Lefty. We'll soon be closing that project out. I think there's a couple little items, but we're really near the end on everything over there. So we'd recommend the approval of the claims.
Okay, need a motion to accept the accounts payable or pay a bill?
Yes.
Moved by Mrs. Propnow.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. Discussion? Any questions? Good. Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 And opposed? And then that motion does carry. Information to the board. I just want to reiterate, at least from my perspective, also grateful for the hard work of certainly with Dr. Killian, but also our teachers and the administrators. That from our perspective, at least from my perspective, I should say, it's been pretty phenomenal and in a constant moving target. And we're grateful for that and all the work that you've done to date. Board and superintendent reports, my guess is we don't have had any committee meetings, anything else out there. Communications from the audience, and Andy, if you want to, you're passing, or you want to do it? Yeah, you can come up, that's fine.
Here in a couple weeks, and our request tonight is actually for parents, any parents who might be listening. I'm from a small town close to Indianapolis called Metallocene, which is right next door to Greenfield, and I'm sure most of you have seen Greenfield on the national news over this past week, unfortunately, because they started school and had one positive case right away. So our plea to everyone who's listening tonight is to please just use discretion when sending your kids to school. I know I've been guilty of being that parent who says, just tough it out, you can last the day, but this is not one of those years where we should be telling our kids to tough it out. So if we want to stay healthy and stay open and having the kids in the building, we really just love our parents and community members to do their best to keep the kids at home, if, you know, even if they just have the sniffles, because, you know, as well as I do, that might not just be the sniffles. So that was our one plea tonight. Thank you again for everything you guys have done.
Thank you, and well said. Thank you. Future meetings, work session could potentially be August 19th at 6:30 p.m., and then our next regular board meeting will be set for Tuesday, September 1st at 6:30 p.m., location to be determined. I need a motion for adjournment.
Hello.
Moved by Mr. Marley.
Second
by Dr. Springer. I can't see any reason for discussion on this, so we'll say all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
And opposed? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all. So, thank you. We do have some things to sign, and I'll get that process going right away.